Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my book, The Anger Factor. If you find yourself emotionally overwhelmed, frequently in conflict, resentful, or suffer from addictions, my book, The Anger Factor, is designed to assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, change your health, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. Begin the process of letting go so you can finally release your tendencies to be angry or emotionally overwhelmed. To get your free copy now, go to goldenmastermind.com/anger.
In the last several weeks and last several days, I've been writing a lot of content on self-esteem. And what does it mean to have self-esteem? What does it mean to have esteem? There's a huge discrepancy and difference between self-esteem and self-confidence. And tonight's call is dedicated to victim-victor. And just like victim-victor, there's a big difference between the two energies, between the two. You can have self-confidence, but that doesn't mean you have self-esteem. Self-esteem is energy. It's like gravity. It doesn't move anywhere. It does not require conflict. Does not require a reward, does not require a love, does not require recognition or any other outside situation. Self-esteem is self-esteem, meaning I am enough. I am lovable, I am capable, and I can stand on my own 2 feet. In self-esteem, you can withstand criticism without feeling rejected, abandoned, or any levels of resentment that could arise from someone criticizing you. And as you let go of your own self-critical behavior, you're moving into a state of recovery. And that state of recovery means you're moving more into a victorious state where you're overcoming your low self-esteem. Now, even victim-victor creates a win-lose dichotomy. You don't want to be either. You want to be in the middle of both of them so that you're not attached to a victory and you're not in rejection of a loss. As you begin to understand the dichotomy between black and white, right and wrong, victim and victor, you can separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Now, you've heard many people say that I'm a cancer survivor or I'm a cancer victim. And now, that's a very interesting dichotomy, the way that whole culture speaks about it. In reality, wouldn't you rather be a cancer victor? And wouldn't you rather be in a state that you've overcome the conditions that created behavior of any dis-ease? So there are characteristics that create being a victim. Being a victim is a direct reflection of being victimized. And these are a series of events that shape our feelings. And as you're able to separate your feelings from events, you're moving into a higher state of awareness called consciousness. In that consciousness, you can feel victorious, but you also don't want to feel too cocky or feel too anxious that you'll lose what you don't have, or that you're so invincible that you create your relapse before it happens. Now, the characteristics of a victim typically is a very low energy. They are sensitive and defensive. They tend to personalize situations. They also will tend to be codependent, meaning they will derive and create their own confidence by being able to take care of others. Now, there's nothing wrong with taking care of others. When taking care of others becomes your identity, then you're emotionally addicted to being a caretaker, an over-obligator, a person that tends to give their power away and seek their esteem through the efforts of other people, meaning that they require recognition. When many people walk around the planet edifying the fact that I'm a giver, well, that's great, I'm glad you're a giver, but are you also skilled at receiving? And if the scale of energy is tipped way to the left to giving and there's no receiving, then there'll be challenges receiving compensation, challenges receiving compliments, transferring energy that allows you to be consciously aware. That type of energy tends to stay in a very low vibrational energy state called anxiety, fear, and doubt. And as you begin to separate your feelings from events and you're not the mind-body connection to those events any longer, then you're changing the characteristics of feeling victimized. Now, many victims live in a suppressed state of energy, in unresolved anger. And many people who are givers oftentimes are angry givers. They give for approval. Now, that's not a black and white situation because there are many people who are very, very skilled at the art of giving. But if giving is your identity, then who would you be if you weren't giving? Giving contradicts producing. If you're producing for yourself, many people feel selfish. And if you're able to separate your feelings from that, then you move into a much higher state of consciousness called awareness. Now, it's in that aware state that you can separate your feelings from being victimized. Now, if you have been victimized, either sexually, emotionally, physically, or you've been traumatized, put in positions you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself, then there's a high probability that that emotional state creates anxiety. And that kind of anxiety leads to overwhelmed feelings, which also leads to worrying about failing. Now, a person who has been victimized and lives in victim energy often lives in a very low vibrational state, worrying about an outcome that hasn't happened. And what that person tends to not understand is that any type of emotion is a corresponding response. So if you're in a low vibrational energy called anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy, well, there's a corresponding energy that you'll attract to your reality to fulfill those feelings. Now, as you move into awareness and understand that you're no longer that mind-body connection to being victimized, and even though the facts are that situations didn't happen to you, but as you can be able to move into gratitude, move into forgiveness, move into awareness, now you can separate your feelings from those events. And this is not a how do I state, this is an I am state. I am meaning I am letting go. I am letting go of my feelings about the events that I was traumatized, victimized, taken advantage of, abandoned, neglected. If you had a father that left the family and you had to step to the plate and you had to be a grown-up before your time, or if at 7 years old you're taking care of your father who broke his leg, broke his ankle, or 8 years old, and you have to step to the plate and be a man boy, a woman boy, a woman child, or any multitude of situations, well, you have lost your innocence. And in that situation, you were a victim of those circumstances. You may not have been victimized, but you also had to grow up very fast, losing your identity, losing your innocence, and losing your childhood, which can lead to codependence. As of tonight, as you are listening to this content, or tomorrow, or whenever you're listening to this on download or podcast, or you're receiving this content, it's imperative that you start to understand the separation between self and event. And it's the meaning we give to events that creates our personal reality, i.e. our personality. And if you wouldn't know what it would be like not to worry, if you worried all the time, if you're always worried, that's the characteristics of a victim. A victim tends to stay in an overwhelmed state about situations that haven't happened to them, holding on to the past, repressing feelings based past events, and then creating anxiety about future events connected to the past. Now, as you can begin to understand what I just covered right there, you'll have a better understanding of the cause that created the effect of being victimized. And as you're able to have a better awareness, understanding, and intelligence, emotional feeling, separation of self, understanding why you do what you do, you understand the cause and you understand the effect, now you're moving into a higher consciousness. That consciousness means that you're moving out of fear, anxiety, and doubt. And in any type of leverage business that requires production, results, and most importantly, leverage, and that leverage is when you're able to leverage your energy through the efforts of other people, then your attractor factor, your ability to attract your reality, people and situations that would foster a new set of feelings which can create a different outcome, now you move into a place called the zone. And in that zone, you separate your feelings from events. You're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape being victimized. Being a victim is a direct reflection of being victimized. Embrace it. Understand it. Let go of it. Let go of the repressed feelings that you hold on to. Forgive. This is not a how do I. I don't understand. Can you tell me how? I am. I'm giving you context, content that will allow you to implement, integrate, be able to step into the presence. Now, my top-tier students that I have mentored for a number of years who have been with me over the last 15 years, many of you have begun reading some of the same content that allowed me to break through. That is the David Hawkins content, a book called Power Versus Force, along with any multitude of his other books. Chapter 8 of Power Versus Force breaks down the source of power, how to separate yourself from someone who forces you into situations, how to separate yourself from being the counterforce to someone else's control. And as you have a better understanding, have you been conditioned to behave, and you can especially address the emotion of guilt. Guilt has been used to keep many of you a victim. Guilt has been used to keep much of society a victim. The guilt is used to suppress our emotions. We're told that that men are not to show their emotions. We're told not to be emotional. We're told not to have drama, chaos in situations like this. But it's also important you understand what being emotional means. There's the emotions of being a victim. There's also the emotions of releasing your feelings about the events. And as you start to raise your vibration, as you start to raise the bar, as you start to change your standards, healthy standards, dedicated blocks of time, as you learn to live in the moment, in the present, then you'll let go of some of the benefits of being a victim. Now, that sounds like a contradiction, but the benefits of being a victim allows many people to avoid success while they focus on not failing. A large percent of society is so overwhelmed about the possibility of succeeding that they use the definition of failure to avoid succeeding, because succeeding requires a new responsibility, an ability to respond. Now, your ego, which does not want to let go of what is familiar, is going to do everything in your power to keep you in that state called overwhelmed. And when you're addicted to overwhelmed and you don't know how to get out of being overwhelmed, then you continue to edify being overwhelmed. I'm always overwhelmed. I wouldn't know what to do. And then you'll ask kindergarten questions. How do I? How do I? How do I? I don't understand. Now, it's amazing how many people read books, go to events, rallies, conventions, seminars. They've been in an industry for a number of years. They're not moving forward. They're absolutely in a stuck, stagnated place called overwhelmed, anxious, overwhelmed, fear, and doubt. And that kind of energy, that's avoidance energy. That's procrastination energy. To avoid procrastinari, and that's what many people do, is they avoid changing, because changing would represent the end of the era, the death of the ego. And so there is actually a benefit in being a victim for a victim, because a victim gets a payoff. And even though a victim doesn't want to admit there's a payoff, the payoff is the price that you pay to continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings to create the same result that keeps you disappointed. That is the number one benefit of being a victim, is you don't fail. You stay in the same emotional state that is familiar. Now, even though that may not sound like a benefit, it's not what you want, many people continue to perpetuate those same set of feelings as it keeps them in control of being out of control. Control is an illusion. You're not in control. You want to let go of control. And many people say, all I have to do is control this. No, you're not. Your objective is not to control. Your objective is to let go. Letting go is separating your feelings that keeps you in control of being disappointed and overwhelmed. As you start to have a better awareness, understanding, and address why you have a low self-esteem is a direct reflection of very low energy. Not physical energy, not the type of energy that you exercise in a gym, but the type of energy that you perpetuate over and over that keeps your vibration very low. That's anxious energy. So if you have low self-esteem, you are living in anxiety. Now, not the kind of anxiety that creates a panic attack, but you will have many moments of being overwhelmed. That type of overwhelmed feeling means you relapse frequently. Now, many people are maintenance addicts. They maintain a semblance of life by being able to be a part-time addict. It means they'll have days of production, but they'll also have days of relapse. Now, when you're consistent in your emotional state and you begin to separate your feelings from events, you're aware, understand, don't repeat a behavior, you start to put words back-to-back together without gaps and delays in your communication, you can answer a question, you can ask a question, and you're not anxious about being rejected, abandoned, neglected, or you're not in a situation that you feel you're going to disappoint someone, get in trouble, make a mistake, or offend someone, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events where you were criticized, traumatized, sexually abused, violated, picked on, any multitude of situations. Now, if you go to school, and on the way to school you get picked on, you get violated, and that begins to happen frequently, your body creates a corresponding response to the events that shape that anxiety. When you get up in the morning, and if you can remember some of this, you get up in the morning, you're already overwhelmed about a situation that hasn't happened. This is the very situation that creates the events that shape your feelings today. If you're anxious about any multitude of situations that haven't happened, if you have challenges publicly speaking, you don't know what to say, don't want to put yourself out there, don't want your friends worry about what your friends think, don't want your friends to judge you, or any multitude of stories you tell yourself to avoid conflict, confrontation, success, and responsibility, then you are living in a victim energy. You're more concerned with not failing than you are learning the skills of success. You cannot succeed in denial. If you don't understand why you do what you do, you'll continue to to perpetuate the same set of feelings to create the same outcome. And this isn't a how do I state. This is a committed aware state where I step into my power. Power means you're able to separate your feelings from being forced or being a counterforce, being victimized, being put in a position that you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself, being put in a position that you're wrong. And there are people who go out of their way to make you wrong. And these are the type of people that you want to move out of their energy very quickly. But if you're stuck in this dichotomy of a relationship that you continue to hold on to, and many families stay together so they can violate each other together. Many families stay together so they can stay dysfunctional together. And if you have grown up in so much dysfunction that recovery would contradict that dysfunction, then you'll feel guilty leaving perpetrators, violators, and other people that are addicts in your circle of influence behind, because you're too guilty, and that would be selfish for you to recover. Now, this is a tremendous understanding, if you can understand and separate your feelings from this. Being in recovery is not selfish. Being in recovery is recovering. And as you move into recovery, at this state, now you can lift other people up. Now you can lead by example. Now you have back-to-back days of sobriety. You're no longer the counterforce to other people's force. You don't have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. You're not going to always be in trouble. You're not the victim of a victimization. You're not the mind-body connection to the traumas that you used to suppress and hold on to that would create gut issues, back issues, neck issues, and other diseases that disable you. Now, you're highly capable. You have the word able comes from ability. It means I have the ability to overcome any circumstance by taking a deep breath, releasing, letting go, being present, being here, being now, being in the moment. It's not a yeah, but. Yeah, but, don't you think? What are you doing? What am I going to do when I'm about to relapse? Well, first of all, don't speak into existence reality you'll want to create. What many people do is they have a day of recovery, a minute of recovery, a few moments of recovery, and they start to worry about how they're going to control the control that they're already out of control of. As you have a better awareness, understanding how cause and effect creates an emotion that leads to a personality, a personal reality, an emotional state that keeps you overwhelmed, then you move out of living in resentment, anger, and you can step into a place called forgiveness. Forgiveness allows you to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. You no longer hold other people responsible for your feelings. You develop the ability to respond. You develop a healthy self-esteem. You're able to be here, be now, and be present. You're no longer being a victim, and being a victim is a choice to step out of. You're able to step away from limiting beliefs, meaning a sense of certainty. When you live in a state of uncertainty, that state is called doubt. Your communication style will foster your doubt by using the word guess frequently mid-sentence. You'll say kinda and sorta and probably, because you don't really have a definite purpose. And you will give meaning to events you hold on to stay a victim. Now, as you begin to let go of the meaning and let go of the story, now you can move into a place called purpose. You can find your purpose. You can create a cause. You can leave in a higher level of meaning. And when you're coming from meaning, cause, and purpose, then you don't give meaning to insignificant events that you hold on to be a victim. As you let go of being a victim, you're moving into conscious awareness. You don't have to be a victor. And it's not so much that you're overcoming a situation, you're letting go of your feelings. As you have a better understanding of quantum physics, cause and effect, brain chemistry, the biology of an addiction, as you start to understand why we do what we do, as you start to live in a place called love, joy, and bliss, now there is no failure. When you let go of winning and losing, failing and succeeding, Being successful is really a state of being. That state of being is called awareness. That state of awareness is called power and esteem. As you're able to create esteem for self without feeling guilty, now you're living in your higher self. When you've been victimized, traumatized, you repress your feelings, hold on to the events that shape them. stuff your feelings with food, alcohol, any multitude of situations, compulsively debt, you're anorexic, bulimic, blame others for your feelings, you're sensitive and defensive, then you're still the mind-body connection to the events. Whether you're 13, 23, 33, 43, 53, or 63, if you don't know why you do what you do, then you're still holding on to being victimized by other perpetrators and violators, and you don't understand why you do what you do. That state of not understanding is a state called denial. As you change your perspective about the events that shape them, and as you are moving into a place called responsibility, you're able to respond in an ability that allows you to neutralize a set of feelings based on past events, that you can move into a state of awareness. That state of awareness, once again, is called consciousness. Consciousness is an energy. It's a flow. Consciousness is an energy where you're relaxed in your body. You're able to adapt and adjust. You're able to receive content, integrate it, implement it, without being in the neocortex of your left brain. You don't run into the tigers and lions that the reptilian brain creates to avoid failing, because not only is failing not an option, you're not putting pressure on yourself to succeed or fail. What many people do is they create an illusion called control. They use control to be out of control of the control they attempt to control that never really happens. That control is what overexhausts people, and that term is called overwhelm. As you have a better understanding of the dichotomy of win-lose, right-wrong, black-white, and you live in the present, you're here, now you're consciously aware. Then there isn't pressure on you to close a sale. There isn't pressure on you to make money. There isn't pressure on you to get someone to an event, because you understand that pressure is an illusion. You can look up at the ceiling and realize you're not under pressure. You're under a sky. You're in a roof. You're in a building. You're outside. You're you, and you're free when you can separate your feelings from being victimized. Now, this energy of letting go of being victimized allows you to be more approachable, more engageable. You're not as angry, or you're not as weak. Now, oftentimes what happens when we've been victimized and we hold on to those feelings, it creates unresolved anger, repressed rage, creates hate. It's what creates a lot of hate mongering that you see in today's world, because hate is based on someone has to be wrong. When we are in love and there's no hate in the world, we're a whole different society. And you can create that society in your own body, in your own house. You can begin to attract to your reality people and situations that will foster your cause, your purpose, and your meaning. But if you say, I can't find any good men out there, there aren't any good women out there, could I just find a man that's honest? Can I just find a woman that can tell the truth? See, when you're bringing that energy, you're bringing your victimized energy into the world to perpetuate the same set of feelings so you can justify being right. As you let go of the right-wrong dichotomy, power and counter, force and counterforce, as you let go of being black and white, as you let go of being direct, and you move into a relaxed state called love, love life, love self, love who you're being, love what you're creating, as you love the smell of the universe, as you stay in a place called love, that conscious awareness creates a different kind of corresponding response than anxiety. Anxiety creates a corresponding response that says, victimize me. In any kind of anxiety, fear, and doubt, there has to be a winner and a loser, and oftentimes it's you. And if you can't find someone to violate you, then you'll violate yourself by criticizing yourself, and then you will not have a day of recovery. Is that your higher self does not require conflict. Your lower self requires conflict because you've been victimized and you hold on to it. As you begin to have the understanding of what it means to be a victor and a victim, as you let go of your energy around the events that shape them, then you are you and you are free. Then you're no longer seeking outside approval because you approve of self. You don't require a reward or recognition. Now, once again, rewards and recognition and love from others, love from an animal, love from a teammate, any multitude of situations can enhance how we feel about self. But it's also imperative that I am good enough, that I don't seek approval, I don't seek a reward, I don't seek instant gratification for my esteem. My esteem is based on who I am. That is called power. And in that kind of power, as you focus on skills, habits, and mindset, you will create the rewards and you'll receive them differently. But if you're attached to a reward and you don't get the reward, and your self-esteem is dependent upon that award, then you have no self-esteem if you don't win, if you don't succeed. And you're going to have days occasionally that aren't right down the middle. They're not ideal. They're not perfect. In those days, that doesn't mean you lost. That doesn't mean you have low self-esteem. But if your esteem is based around being victorious, winning, and other situations, and if your low self-esteem is based on not failing, then you're going to attract to reality these situations to fulfill your feelings. As you are no longer the mind-body connection of the events that shape your feelings, now you're moving into, once again, the state called consciousness, awareness. You're moving into a very relaxed body that is not dependent on any conflict, any chaos, or any drama. You're able to pick up on it very easily and effortlessly, and you move into an aware state where you can avoid the pain and live in pleasure. And when you let go of the pain of regret and the anxiety of the future, you're living in a place called now. That place is also called the present. As you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, and you stop asking yourself in the neocortex of your analytical egoic mind, how do I, I don't understand, I don't know. This is how many people communicate with self to perpetuate being a victim. As you are you and you are free, as you move into a very relaxed body, as you're able to ask the questions in a sequence, as you're able to create on command, as you're able to compose posts, content, blogs, chapters for your books easily and effortlessly, there's no force. You're not living and being a victim. Victims are very easy to spot. They're sensitive and defensive. They would rather be right than rich. They like to make other people wrong. They want refunds. They want to make you wrong. They want to spend a lot of time on the telephone or with customer service. They want to chew people out. They want to find ways to either be violated or be the violator. And these people don't understand why they don't get anywhere in life. They're very sensitive and very defensive. They're the type of people who hire a coach and fire a coach because the coach actually care-fronted them. They will turn care-fronting into confronting, make it personal, and make it about someone else. As you have a better understanding, if that's you, let go of it. Or you have someone like that in your life, let go of them. Or if that's a lot of your history, have a good understanding of how that history became your identity. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to being violated, traumatized, abandoned, neglected, abused, then you're moving into a higher state of consciousness. You're moving into a state of awareness where you can adapt and adjust quickly. You can implement. You can integrate. You can be here, be now. You can be present. And in this type of energy, your attractor factor begins to change. This is the they show up syndrome. They show up synchronicity. The water begins to part. You're not as anxious about an outcome that hasn't happened. You're able to be in your body. You're in a relaxed release state called flow. You're in the hands-free zone. You're able to crush it on command. And in this type of energy, there's no win and there's no lose. You can go to bed and relax, and you can release while you're resting. You don't toss and turn. You're not worried all the time. You don't wake up with a headache, and you no longer have gut issues. You don't attract the same situation. You're able to release. You're able to be in a place called the zone. And in that place, the hands-free zone, it's an occlusal alignment and a direct correlation with synchronicity, where on command you can attract to reality people and situations to foster their purpose, your purpose, while you're creating cause and meaning. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.
Thank you for listening to the More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education to create emotional resilience, then take advantage of my free Anger Factor book giveaway. The impact overcoming anger can have on your life is immeasurable. It can assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, change your health, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. Start the process by letting go of emotional overwhelm today. To receive a free copy of my Anger Factor book, go to goldenmastermind.com/anger.